Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In a stunning victory, Matt Bevin is now the governor-elect for the Commonwealth of Kentucky, the first Republican governor in 43 years. But even more important than that, he is a strong supporter of Kim Davis. He has publicly appeared with Kim Davis. He visited her while she was in jail. He is an outspoken Christian as well. It has stunned all the political pundits. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, I was watching the results of the election, and when it was ultimately called, it was a stunning moment because going into the election, the polls were showing that Matt Bevin, the Republican candidate for governor, was trailing by about 5%, but he ended up trouncing his opponent, who was the attorney general, or currently at this moment still is the attorney general. He leaves office in a few weeks, and he's the one who was on the other side of the same-sex marriage issue. This is a stunning victory. Every time you do a search for Matt Bevin and Kim Davis, you will find them mentioned in the same article when it talks about his victory.
Well, the Democratic nominee, Jack Conway, of course, as you mentioned, Matt, was the attorney general who refused to defend Kentucky's marriage amendment, defending natural marriage as it's always been between a man and a woman. And then Matt Bevin came out very publicly, went and visited Kim Davis in jail. We have the photographs of him with her. And he said publicly, "I absolutely support her willingness," referring to Kim Davis, "to stand on her First Amendment rights. Without any question, I support her," he has said. So it's interesting because this gubernatorial election in Kentucky ended up being really a referendum on this the Supreme Court's foisting unconstitutionally gay marriage on the American people and Kim Davis's stand for her freedom of conscience and First Amendment rights. So it was a referendum, and Matt Bevin came out the winner here, shocking all the pundits and all the polls and everything else. So this is a tremendous victory for freedom and for family values, not just in the state of Kentucky, but across America.
Yeah, this is stunning because this changes the landscape in Kentucky. The first Republican governor elected in 43 years, which in itself is an amazing change. Kim Davis is part of that change because when her story erupted both in Kentucky and then nationally and then internationally, Matt Bevin's came out in support of her. Matt Bevin spoke and said that if I were the governor, I would give an executive order to protect her religious freedom. Matt Bevin took time out of his busy campaigning to come to the Grayson detention facility in Carter County the day that we had the rally there on Tuesday after Labor Day, and he was there to visit her, and he came in while she was there before she went out on the platform, and they hugged each other. I got a chance to meet him. He is a fine individual, family man. Has a great family. He loves the Lord. He's outspoken about his faith. He's pro-life, pro-family, pro-religious liberty, and pro-Kim Davis. And he was not afraid to come out and publicly say so. You didn't hear anything from Mitch McConnell. You didn't hear anything from Rand Paul. And you heard the opposite things, and you heard maybe something briefly from Rand Paul, but nothing from Mitch McConnell. And certainly the governor and the attorney general are on the other side of the issue. But he was strong and he was vocal. And every news article you read about his election mentions Kim Davis as part of that. She, no doubt, was part of this election victory because the people in Kentucky, they're frankly sick and tired of these political elites shoving their immorality and their anti-liberty ideas down the throats of ordinary, God-loving citizens, and the people rose up and they spoke loud and clear.
there are a couple additional big takeaways here, Matt. This shows you the reverberations that can occur when one person takes a stand for absolute truth. When Kim Davis took a stand for natural marriage as God designed it and took a stand for the First Amendment and her right not to be forced to violate her freedom of conscience, it set forward a chain of events. Don't forget, the Pope requested, at least the Vatican requested, a meeting with Kim Davis. She had a private meeting with the Pope, who voiced his public support of her freedom of conscience. A number of things have occurred here, but for Kim Davis and her making this stand, Matt Bevin may not be governor right now. In Kentucky, they may have a radical leftist governor, in the person of Jack Conway. So Kim Davis's stand, there can be no question, set forward a chain of events that led to this God-fearing, principled, conservative Christian Republican governor to take the seat in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You know, when you look at the articles that are out there in the mainstream media, they all talk about this issue of same-sex marriage being a major issue in this campaign. And I think this also is indicative of other candidates. They shouldn't run from this issue because the majority of people in this country are ordinary, God-loving, freedom-loving citizens. They are supporters of, they live out traditional Judeo-Christian values. They believe in marriage as a union of a man and a woman. No matter what these polls suggest, the reality is completely the opposite. As we mentioned at the beginning of the program, the polling showed that this was a close race. In fact, the polling showed that Conway was leading by 5 points and that Matt Bevin was going to have a hard time catching up. In fact, the Huffington Post and I think another article in another major mainstream article the day of or day before the campaign said that Matt Bevin was lost. He wasn't going to win. They were stunned when he won by at least a margin of 10-plus points. This wasn't even a close race. The polls were not accurate at all. And a lot of these polls, and let me just say this as a general matter. When you get these polls and they say, well, X amount of people support same-sex marriage and X amount of people are opposed to it, don't believe them. Because in every single poll of all 31 states where marriage was on the ballot for people to poll, to vote for, it always underpolled by 5%. So if it said it was going to pass by 60%, it always passed by at least 65, 70, even 75%. No poll was accurate, and no poll in Kentucky was accurate regarding this landslide victory.
Right. And, you know, this just is another consequence, I believe, one of many that we will see around the country at the state level, certainly at the federal level, even all the way down to the municipal level, down to a Kentucky, a clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, the overreach by 5 extremist justices on the United States Supreme Court, 5 extremist attorneys who by force of will wish to change a reality that cannot change, that marriage is between a man and a woman, and are happy to trample over the United States Constitution in order to foist their own personal opinion contrary to their constitutionally given powers on the American people. So this is a tremendous victory. Again, it is sending shockwaves around the country, and rightly so. I think a lot of leftists are concerned about the trend that this may be setting.
This doesn't look good for them. It is encouraging that people still have Judeo-Christian values, and when pressed, they will come out and vote right. This was not just a victory for him. There was a lot of other Christians. The lieutenant governor is an African-American female who's an outspoken Christian as well. So this was a huge victory for people of faith who stand on values such as life and marriage. Good news for Kentucky and the country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. This is great news. Of course, the case involving Kim Davis is still moving forward. We still represent Kim Davis. We're still in court. We are very, very pleased that we have a new governor, a governor who is an outspoken, open Christian, who believes in marriage as the union of a man and a woman, who stands with and is publicly stood with Kim Davis. This is who we have in office. And he takes office, by the way, December the 8th. So it's a very short window of time, and he will be the governor in the governor's mansion in Frankfort, Kentucky. He is currently the governor-elect, Matt Bevin. Thank God for his willingness to put himself out there and to run, and for the great victory that this sends. Kim Davis was elated when we spoke on election night and this victory was announced. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.